Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister, and I am your host for today's show.
I'm about to start this show, actually,
so
I'm going to have
the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show.
Hi everybody, I hope you had a wonderful Christmas time, wonderful holidays. In Germany we had plenty of snow and now it is warm again, about plus 10 centigrade of course, and the snow has unfortunately melted. But today, at the end of the year, I've brought you a very, very special guest, And he's calling in from Mexico, and I'm calling in from an internet cafe in the south of Germany because I'm on holiday. So we're both in very special places right now, and it's like an experiment almost that we are calling in from these places. And today I brought you a scientist that is extremely connected to every single one of us. And his name is Sperry Andrews. And Sperry Andrews is the founder and director of the Human Connection Institute. He will tell you more about that later on. And Sperry has spent more than 20 years collaborating with eminent scientists and educators, conducting both objective and experimental research into the emergence of a commonly sensed consciousness. Sperry, are you there?
Yes, I am, Barbara. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you well. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Barbara. It's lovely to be here. Wonderful. How are you today? How is everybody?
Well, I am great. I've been a little bit down with the flu the last few days, but I recovered just in time to do the show.
Very good luck.
So, yes, thank you. So, Sperry, just tell the people a little bit about who you are and how you came to work in this side of science. What made you do this type of research?
Yes, Barbara, thank you. Well, hello, everybody. Love to be here with you, all of you. At 4 years old, I had a near-death experience where a tree fell on me, and I remained conscious without a body, heart, or mind as formless awareness. It's very difficult to imagine that unless a metaphor would be, imagine yourself as a movie theater where you are the light that comes through the projector and you are the movie screen that the light hits, but there's no movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are no forms, there's no images. There's just this consciousness, this ability to see, and this ability to see connected me and can connect all of us, the whole of humanity. And I found this with groups over 20 years internationally, when people are aware of this awareness that we pay attention to our imaginations and our perceptions with, when we're aware of the awareness itself, we enter into this common sense, a commonly sensed reality, a commonly sensed intelligence. We enter into an unconditional state of love together that is highly, highly informed about everybody and everything. It teaches us, transforms us, and actually maintains our sense of security and safety and joy and happiness about being alive and being in relationship with everyone and everything.
Mm-hmm. And can you help people to experience that? I mean, people, you know, obviously we want to experience this without going into a near-death experience. Because I've spoken to a couple of people in my lifetime that have become very enlightened because they had experiences like this, not when they were 4 years old, as adults. And also they became extremely spiritual and they became very, very enlightened because they saw something that the majority of us cannot see and cannot feel. So is there a way that you can help us experience it?
Yes. Well, in a half hour here today, it's it could happen, but it takes a little longer to sort of adjust and adapt mm-hmm. to another way of feeling and seeing and sensing collectively, because we have a lot of habits around how we pay attention and what we pay attention to and what we're open to experience with other people. But we can point at it with these words, and I have been doing this, as I mentioned, with thousands of people in hundreds of groups over the last 20 plus years internationally in different cultures. And yes, without going through a near-death experience, which we all don't want to have to go through that, we absolutely can come into this same state of consciousness and share it and be in it individually and indivisibly with others, whatever we choose and whenever we choose it. So yes, that's exactly what my institute is designed to do, is to show people how to reliably and very simply and directly be able to enter into this other level of consciousness.
Mm-hmm. So it is possible for everybody that has an open mind and is willing to go there to experience that. Is that right?
Absolutely, Barbara, yes.
No, that's great. I mean, we were talking the other day, we can tell that to our listeners, we were talking a couple of weeks ago, and normally I don't let people that close to me, you know, strangers. And I had my laptop on my lap, and I had your video on there, I mean, your video picture, and normally that is too much, you know, too much closeness. When a stranger is in my room that close to me, I feel that it's physically close, you know? But with you,
yeah.
I think we talked for 2.5 hours until very late at night for me, German time. And I was very comfortable and felt it was very good, a very, very good conversation. And I wish we had more time on the show, of course, to talk about all of this. But we will later give everybody the websites, how they can get in contact with you and how they can find out more about this collective enlightenment that you help to create. Because I think it's very important today, as many of us believe we're going into the golden age and we don't want to, you know, listen even to these fear mongers that are creating all this fear about 2012 and the world is coming to an end and all that. Instead, I believe, or it is my firm belief, that we will reach the critical mass before that and actually be able to create a beautiful world, much better than we have today.
Yes.
And so, for that, I think we need to promote the collective enlightenment a little bit more. So how are you promoting it? I mean, let's first explain what is collective enlightenment for you.
Okay. Well, it could be likened to, let's say, when we get up in the morning out of bed, the first thing most of us do is we get a sense of our whole body, heart, and mind as a unity before we try to stand up on our two legs and walk across the room. And that sense of self-reflective awareness that of being in a body and being able to stand on the ground and not fall over and be able to walk comfortably across the room and become aware of the world again, all the same principles that are at work there are also at work in individual meditation, where we just simply we're aware of the quality and presence of our awareness and all that we're aware of as a single undivided whole. That's essentially all meditation is. So when we extend those very easily understandable principles to our interpersonal, how we pay attention together, how well we pay attention together, we can enter into a collective telepathy, which we share sensory, emotional, mental, and intuitive, as well as spiritual consciousness, all integrated into a single undivided wholeness, which feels more safe than separative self-consciousness, the usual, you know, individual ego consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
The ego becomes distributed throughout all that we're aware of, as opposed to restricting and trying to control what we're aware of. Instead, the ego naturally, it's not the problem at all. It's really just how we pay attention. If we pay attention to everything equally, together or alone, we enter into this state of an integrated state where all of our perceptions are joined together into a single unified whole. And when we do that collectively, we can do it over the internet. We can have groups that meet online, audiovisually through webcams, and we go into awareness of awareness, essentially awareness watching awareness in a fully embodied way. So at a cellular, biological level, our sensations and thoughts and feelings and intuitions are all attending collectively together on the internet. It's very, very fun, and we go into like a heavenly, unconditional loving consciousness, which is truly intelligent, and we can feel each other's feeling, this one intelligence that we're all created, co-created together. It's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way in which we're doing it. I've certainly done it in, you know, as I've said, hundreds of groups internationally over the last 20 years in person, where we sit in a circle and pay attention in the same way together, and everybody learns how to co-facilitate the process right at the very beginning. It's very easy to do. And we're also engaged, Barbara, in the listening audience today, we're engaged in creating a documentary film where everybody in an audience, 200-400 people in a theater audience, are brought into this rapport, this awareness, with the people on camera who are being aware of awareness collectively together. And so the whole audience comes into unity consciousness, into this enlightened, shared enlightenment, if you will. And where this higher level or higher self or higher consciousness is really all it is organized attention. So in meditation or when we get up out of bed, we're organizing how well we're aware of what we're aware of. That's really all it is orchestrating our awareness. And so when we do that individually or we do it collectively, whether we do it in a theater or do it online or do it in person or even right now, we can pay attention to the quality and presence of our attention individually and indivisibly, you and I and everyone listening. We can pay attention to attention itself, where normally we give attention to our thoughts and things and what we're doing and who we think we are and what our agenda is. Instead, we can shift attention and pay attention to the fact that we're all paying attention right now together. And this attention, when it's plugged into itself, it's like the snake eating its tail in the mythic Ouroboros,
mm-hmm.
that symbolizes the universe, the phoenix. We taste awareness with awareness. And that's the basis in mysticism going back 6,000 years of is awareness being aware of awareness in a fully embodied way. And when we do that individually and indivisibly together in groups or even as a species, nature has really designed us to be able to be an enlightened species where we live in a heaven here on earth, where we feel an overriding joy and intelligence moving through the cells in our body. It's amazing when groups feel this, Barbara, and those of you listening, it feels like unconditional love is flowing in the veins of your body, where your blood is flowing you feel your blood flowing in your body, like, and usually you never feel your blood flowing in your body, but you feel the blood and the love as indivisible, and you feel the consciousness and intelligence of that love flowing in the cells of your body, and you feel other people, everybody else in the group feels everybody else in the group feeling it. And so when we do this online, the longer we do it online, the better it gets. It's a matter of settling in and adapting and adopting this other way of paying attention individually and interpersonally together.
That sounds really, really inspiring. And I think it's, I asked you to be on the show today, especially because towards the end of the year, we always take time to reflect. And I know that many people feel disconnected and feel alone and feel, especially over the holidays, feel alone and keep themselves busy just so that they don't, that the emotions don't all come up. But if they would experience this, then this fear would, would go, right?
Yes. Well, I think it's important.
As soon as people know without a shadow of doubt that we are all connected and they are not alone and they are not individuals standing by themselves and that they do belong, I think a lot of the fear that we have today on the planet would leave them and would give people hope and would give people power and would give people new visions and new ideas for their life. Instead of the fear that is being created today by the media, especially, first is the recession, now it's 2012, and, they're coming up with new stuff all the time, and they're feeding us with 24 hours a day. I don't know how it is in Mexico, where you are at the moment, but in Europe and in America, most TV series and films are about crimes, as if there was nothing else on this planet, and I just find it so uninspiring. And so it's okay to relax for half an hour, to watch this once in a blue moon, but if you are fed by it all the time, I was talking to a friend the other day and she said, I don't want to go out now in the night here in the town. I said, well, what's going to happen? I never feel this fear, I don't turn around in the street and look if anybody's following me. I don't have this type of fear. But a lot of people have that, and I think it would be extremely helpful if we can, give people this enlightenment or help them find it and help them find the knowledge that we are all connected.
Well, people can explore this and need to if they want to learn about it and make it a part of their lives. It is something that you can successfully learn about and explore experientially and understand intellectually and emotionally. It's very, very exciting that it's so accessible, and that's exactly what my institute is designed to deliver, that ability to readily learn about this, experience it, make it a habit that you can readily utilize, just like being able to breathe better or be able to be more balanced when you're walking, etc. Now, I wanted to say something about a couple of things that you mentioned, Barbara. I mean, fear, for example, does get our attention. Suffering gets our attention and unites our attention. And so these are very undesirable ways of organizing our attention. But just having the idea that we're all one isn't enough. That's like standing with an electrical plug for an appliance in front of the wall socket and saying, there is electricity and this appliance will work. I know it'll work. And electricity will run through it and this appliance will work beautifully. And just standing there talking that to yourself, saying electricity unites everything, and without plugging it into the wall, the appliance will not work. So we have to plug our attention into and through attention itself. Attention has to become undivided from itself, like the plug has to become connected with the copper in the plug has to be connected with the copper in the wall socket. And so it's an experiential solution. And yes, when we do plug the plug into the wall socket and the electricity runs along the conductor essentially is the awakeness, the awareness watching awareness, the awareness being plugged into itself. And so this is something that people have overlooked. They think that they can think their way out of their disconnectedness or their isolation, but the problem is that as long as we're not plugged in to this mm-hmm. greater unity where we feel safe and connected, we understandably are going to feel isolated and separate. And as long as we feel isolated and separate, we're going to feel afraid. That's the way our nature, our biological, psychological being works. If we feel separate and disconnected and isolated, we are supposed to feel afraid. We're supposed to suffer. that's supposed to teach us to say, we have to shift the way we pay attention so that we stop suffering and stop feeling afraid and stop feeling disconnected. So there's something that each of us and all of us have to stop doing, and we have to understand how to stop doing it. And the only way we can learn and to stop doing it is by exploring experientially and learning intellectually and developing a new habit. And that's what our institute is designed to teach us. And we have videos, and we have these online free, totally free, come online and experience it and get a handle on it, and you can learn to co-facilitate it with us. And then you can teach your family and friends and your coworkers and your beloved, the people that are closest to you. So you can really yeah. practice this. It's something you have to live and practice in order to mm-hmm. to understand. And you can really understand it by experiencing it.
Yes. So can you give our listeners the website where they can get in contact with you, where they can find the videos, where they can get the information when you have these online meetings?
Yes, thank you, Barbara. I think the best website to send everybody to, which contains my institute's website as a link on this blog that was set up by another radio program called Never Not Here, is the best place to send everybody. So go to www.nevernothere, that's three words, never not here, no spaces, no commas. So it's nevernothere.com, and then a slash, forward slash, and my name with a hyphen between my first and last name. So it's Sperry Andrew. So that's .com/ S is in Sam, P is in Peter, E is in Everett, R is in Robert, Y is in yellow, hyphen, not underlined, but hyphen. A is in Aardvark, N is in Nancy, D is in David, R is in Robert, E is in Everett, W is in White, S is in Sam. So www.nevernothere.com/ Sperry hyphen Andrews. And that'll take you to a blog where you'll be able to see other videos that will explain this and talk about it. And you can get to my website, to my institute, and still see other videos there and read the scientific literature about this, the World Project, the Human Connection Project, that's brought together international scientists, educators, and media people to focus collective attention on this step into collective enlightenment for humanity.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So I just repeat the website. It's nevernothere.com/Sperry-Andrews. I will put it on my Blog Talk Radio show, so you can find it there within the next hour. In case you didn't catch it now, I will also put it on my Facebook page and put it on Twitter within the next 15 minutes. So it's nevernothere.com/Sterry-Andrews. And also on this website or on your one from the Institute, they will find the meeting times or when they can get together, or should it be a group that gathers and then you make a meeting time?
Well, I've had meetings the last 8 months, Barbara, and anybody can join in. They need to send me an email, though, so that I can invite them into the software that mm-hmm. we use to meet on webcams.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to configure their webcam and their microphone and make sure they have earphones, because this particular software requires at least there's earbuds, because otherwise there's an echo. So on Monday mm-hmm. mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have had this group every week, every Monday for the last 8 months. So anybody that would like to join in, you'll need to send me your email address so I can send you an invitation to what the software that we use, which is called TalkBox, TalkBox.com, and I will
yeah,
send you
an invitation. Yeah, you can explain that to them, you know, I think, because if we give too much information here with details that they need to write down, normally it gets lost.
Yeah.
You know, people
of
get
course.
Lost in the spelling or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I said I'm in the internet shop, so now it's getting busy here.
Yes.
In case you hear some background noise.
Okay.
I think that this message is so important. Whoever is listening today or in the future, because this will stay online for several months, so anyone that doesn't have time to listen today, I will keep promoting this video. I will have it on my Facebook page. I will have it on my blog, and I'm sure that you will also put the show on your blog and on your website so that everyone can listen to it. They can download the interview, they will get the information, where they can find out more, and how they can become part of the collective enlightenment. Because in today's age, I believe this is all important. We must get rid of the fear that so many of us feel, whether it is in financial things, or it's in relationships, or it's, you know, in jobs, afraid to lose your work, or whatever it is. Once you feel connected, once you feel part of something much, much bigger, then this fear will not have much consequences in your life anymore. And of course, when it is gone, when you don't feel it anymore, then you are more powerful, you are more daring, you have more courage, and you dare to try out a new idea that maybe while you were full of fear, you wouldn't have dared. And I think today that is, all important. And especially at the end of the year, we need to get very, very much into this, where we do our reflection and think back on the last 12 months of our life, what went well, what didn't go so well, what can we learn from those lessons, what can we do better in the future, what do we want to happen in 2010? Isn't that important, Sterry? Sterry? Hello? Hello? Sterry, did I lose you? Oh, it seems I've lost him. What a shame. Anyway, I think it is very, very important as we look into our future, that we look into the future full of belief in ourselves and in humanity, and in our planet also, that we know, not only hope, but actually know that good things are coming, because we will make them happen. We will help to make them happen. So I want to thank you, Sterry Andrews, if you still listen, or at least you will listen online. Thanks for having been my guest. I wish everybody a wonderful end of the year, and a fantastic 2010, and next Tuesday we will have a very special guest. We will have J.D. Godfrey, and J.D. Godfrey is an entrepreneur, he's a pastor, he's a motivational speaker, And he has a Make It Happen radio show. So he will be my guest for next week. I wish you a wonderful last couple of days in 2009 and a happy new year 2010. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m. EST on the To Be radio show.